Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de Andalucía. Inglés. Nivel intermedio. Comprensión oral. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
So, Tamara Rojo, you were born in Canada, I understand. Both your parents, though, were Spanish. Tell me how they met.
They met in Canada through the Spanish Society, I think. My father, he left Spain because Franco was still around and he was quite a lefty man. And therefore, he knew that if he had to do the army service, which was obligatory at the time, he would probably get into serious trouble. So before he was 16, he went to work to Canada.
Right.
And he met my mother there, who was studying there.
So, Tamara, I said in the introduction that you almost really found ballet by accident. Mm-hmm. Can you actually remember the moment when you saw the class?
Yeah, I remember. I really didn't enjoy school at all. I found it really noisy and just too much happening all the time. And then, because my mom was a working mother, she couldn't pick me up at the end of school. So I used to just wait for her or do something. And that day it was cold. And the teacher just said, well, come into the gym. And as I walked in, there was this piano music and these beautiful girls moving. And of course, the ballet teacher was the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. And there was this quietness and this, harmony. And it just felt perfect. It felt like a different world that I have never seen. And I just didn't want to leave. When my mother finally came to take me home, I was like, no, but we need to stay and watch this to the end, whatever this is.
And so how did your parents react? Again, I mentioned in the introduction that I'd read that your dad sort of tried to persuade you out of dance. Is that accurate?
Yeah, he wasn't happy for me to be a dancer. He didn't think that was the best that I could do. And they had fought so much for a new country, a new beginning, that all of that generation wanted their children to achieve more than they have achieved. You know, it's a working class. People wanted to make the next generation middle class. So how do you become middle class? You go to university. I mean, my generation and the generation after me are probably the most educated generation in Spain because all of our parents wanted us to achieve what they couldn't, which is go to university, learn languages, have a career like a doctor or something that feels like you're better off than we are.
So did your parents come round to you dancing?
Yes, I think once they saw that, well, there was no way of getting me out of it. And I will sacrifice my holidays and my personal time and time with friends and family and everything just to do another ballet class. Then eventually when they saw that, they came around. But for my father, it was an article that came out in the Times. I happened to be at the cover of the Times. And one of his colleagues at work said, "Well, you must be very proud."
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
So, Tamara Rojo, you were born in Canada, I understand. Both your parents, though, were Spanish. Tell me how they met.
They met in Canada through the Spanish Society, I think. My father, he left Spain because Franco was still around and he was quite lefty. Man, and therefore he knew that if he had to do the army service, which was obligatory at the time, he would probably get into serious trouble. So before he was 16, he went to work to Canada.
Right.
And he met my mother there, who was studying there.
So Tamara, I said in the introduction that you almost really found ballet by accident. Mm-hmm. Can you actually remember the moment when you saw the class?
Yeah, I remember. I really didn't enjoy school at all. I found it really noisy and just too much happening all the time. And then, because my mum was a working mother, she couldn't pick me up at the end of school. So I used to just wait for her or do something. And that day it was cold. And the teacher just said, "Well, come into the gym." And as I walked in, there was this piano music and this beautiful girls moving. And of course, the ballet teacher was the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. And there was this quietness and this, yeah, harmony, and it just felt perfect. It felt like a different world that I have never seen. And I just didn't want to leave. When my mother finally came to take me home, I was like, "No, but we need to stay and watch this to the end, whatever this is."
And so how did your parents react? Again, I mentioned in the introduction that I'd read that your dad sort of tried to persuade you out of dance. Is that accurate?
Yeah, he wasn't happy for me to be a dancer. He didn't think that was the best that I could do. And they had fought so much for a new country, a new beginning, that all of that generation wanted their children to achieve more than they have achieved. You know, it's a working class. People wanted to make the next generation middle class. So how do you become middle class? You go to university. I mean, my generation and the generation after me are probably the most educated generation in Spain, because all of our parents wanted us to achieve what they couldn't, which is go to university, learn languages, have a career like a doctor or something that feels like you're better off than we are.
So did your parents come round to you dancing?
Yes, I think once they saw that, well, there was no way of getting me out of it. And I will sacrifice my holidays and my personal time and time with friends and family and everything just to do another ballet class. Then eventually when they saw that, they came around. But for my father, it was an article that came out in the Times. I happened to be at the cover of the Times. And one of his colleagues at work said, "Well, you must be very proud."
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
So, Tamara Rojo, you were born in Canada, I understand. Both your parents, though, were Spanish. Tell me how they met.
They met in Canada through the Spanish Society, I think. My father, he left Spain because Franco was still around and he was quite lefty man, and therefore he knew that if he had to do the army service, which was obligatory at the time, he would probably get into serious trouble. So before he was 16, he went to work to Canada.
Right.
And he met my mother there, who was studying there.
So, Tamara, I said in the introduction that you almost really found ballet by accident. Mm-hmm. Can you actually remember the moment when you saw the class?
Yeah, I remember. I really didn't enjoy school at all. I found it really noisy and just too much happening all the time. And then, because my mum was a working mother, she couldn't pick me up at the end of school. So I used to just wait for her or do something. And that day it was cold. And the teacher just said, well, come into the gym. And as I walked in, there was this piano music and this beautiful girls moving. And of course, the ballet teacher was the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. And there was this quietness and this, yeah, harmony, and it just felt perfect. It felt like a different world that I have never seen. And I just didn't want to leave. When my mother finally came to take me home, I was like, no, but we need to stay and watch this to the end, whatever this is.
And so how did your parents react? Again, I mentioned in the introduction that I'd read that your dad sort of tried to persuade you out of dance. Is that accurate?
Yeah, he wasn't happy for me to be a dancer. He didn't think that was the best that I could do. And they had fought so much for a new country, a new beginning, that all of that generation wanted their children to achieve more than they have achieved. You know, it's a working class. People wanted to make the next generation middle class. So how do you become middle class? You go to university. I mean, my generation and the generation after me are probably the most educated generation in Spain, because all of our parents wanted us to achieve what they couldn't, which is go to university, learn languages, have a career like a doctor or something that feels like you're better off than we are.
So did your parents come round to you dancing?
Yes, I think once they saw that, well, there was no way of getting me out of it. And I will sacrifice my holidays and my personal time and time with friends and family and everything just to do another ballet class. Then eventually when they saw that, they came around. But for my father, it was an article that came out in the Times. I happened to be at the cover of the Times. And one of his colleagues at work said, well, you must be very proud.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract zero.
They're still investigating this scene. Now, shots were fired there in Dallas, killing five police officers. It all came as protest over the police-involved shooting deaths of two African-American males this week turned violent. Now, those were incidents in Baton Rouge and Minnesota.
Extract one.
All across Acadiana. Now, we continue to track severe weather all this morning, where Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Louisiana. He will also be addressing the state live at 10:30 later this morning. There is major flooding in the city of Rain and is urging residents to call the station if they need any help. Also in St. Landry.
Extract 2.
Where the search is still on this morning for two of the three suspects that led police in the pursuit of a stolen vehicle. Our Paulina Butzka is live near the scene as the Lafayette Sheriff's Department continue to search for the remaining suspects. Paulina, what's the latest?
Extract 3.
And of course, we continue to follow breaking news this morning in Opelousas, where the governor's mansion, the old governor's mansion, was up in flames. It has been ruled as a total loss. Our reporter, Toy Thornton, is out there on the scene, and he has the very latest. Toy, what's going on?
Extract 4.
Unfortunately, the body of 6-year-old Keaton Jones was found this morning. But let me walk you through where we are right now. This is Keaton's favorite playground, we are told, and this is actually where the entire search started. And we are also told that water was Keaton's favorite thing, and right next to this playground is actually a pond, and at the bottom of this pond is where police were able to find the body of 6-year-old Keaton.
Extract 5.
South side of LA 10 and Darlings Creek. Now, they say they found the truck submerged.
At this time, if you don't absolutely have to be on the road, we're asking that you stay off the road. If you're going to get on the road, you need to obey all of the signs that say that the road is closed because of water.
And we'll also keep...
Extract 6.
And an investigation continues into what sparked the massive fire at that Dubai high-rise hotel.
Extract 7.
Las crews prepare to raise the tail section of AirAsia Flight 8501 as officials hope the flight recorders will shed light on why the plane crashed. And despite a veto...
Extract 8.
New reports of gunmen firing at police in Paris as authorities search for two brothers suspected of the deadly terror attack. Las crews...
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
They're still investigating this scene. Now, shots were fired there in Dallas, killing five police officers. It all came as protest over the police-involved shooting deaths of two African-American males this week turned violent. Now, those were incidents in Baton Rouge and Minnesota.
Extract 1.
All across Acadiana. Now, we continue to track severe weather all this morning, where Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Louisiana. He will also be addressing the state live at 10:30 later this morning. There is major flooding in the city of Rain and is urging residents to call the station if they need any help. Also in St. Landry.
Extract 2.
Where the search is still on this morning for two of the three suspects that led police in the pursuit of a stolen vehicle. Our Paulina Butzka is live near the scene as the Lafayette Sheriff's Department continue to search for the remaining suspects. Paulina, what's the latest?
Extract 3.
And of course, we continue to follow breaking news this morning in Opelousas, where the governor's mansion, the old governor's mansion, was up in flames. It has been ruled as a total loss. Our reporter Toy Thornton is out there on the scene, and he has the very latest. Toy, what's going on?
Extract 4.
Unfortunately, the body of 6-year-old Keaton Jones was found this morning. But let me walk you through where we are right now. This is Keaton's favorite playground, we are told, and this is actually where the entire search started. And we are also told that water was Keaton's favorite thing, and right next to this playground is actually a pond, and at the bottom of this pond is where police were able to find the body of 6-year-old Keaton.
Extract 5.
South side of LA 10 and Darlings Creek. Now they say they found the truck submerged.
This time, if you don't absolutely have to be on the road, we're asking that you stay off the road. If you're going to get on the road, you need to obey all of the signs that say that the road is closed because of water.
And we'll also keep...
Extract 6.
And an investigation continues into what sparked the massive fire at that Dubai high-rise hotel.
Extract 7.
Plus, crews prepare to raise the tail section of AirAsia Flight 8501 as officials hope the flight recorders will shed light on why the plane crashed. And despite a veto...
Extract 8.
New reports of gunmen firing at police in Paris as authorities search for two brothers suspected of the deadly terror attack. Plus, crews...
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
They're still investigating the scene. Now, shots were fired there in Dallas, killing 5 police officers. It all came as protest over the police-involved shooting deaths of 2 African-American males this week turned violent. Now, those were incidents in Baton Rouge and Minnesota.
Extract 1.
All across Acadiana. Now we continue to track severe weather all this morning, where Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Louisiana. He will also be addressing the state live at 10:30 later this morning. There is major flooding in the city of Rain and is urging residents to call the station if they need any help. Also in St. Landry.
Extract 2.
Where the search is still on this morning for 2 of the 3 suspects that led police in the pursuit of a stolen vehicle. Our Polina Butzka is live near the scene as the Lafayette Sheriff's Department continue to search for the remaining suspects. Paulina, what's the latest?
Extract 3.
And of course, we continue to follow breaking news this morning in Opelousas, where the governor's mansion, the old governor's mansion, was up in flames. It has been ruled as a total loss. Our reporter Toy Thornton is out there on the scene, and he has the very latest. Toy, what's going on?
Extract 4.
Unfortunately, the body of 6-year-old Keaton Jones was found this morning. But let me walk you through where we are right now. This is Keaton's favorite playground, we are told, and this is actually where the entire search started. And we are also told that water was Keaton's favorite thing, and right next to this playground is actually a pond, and at the bottom of this pond is where police were able to find the body of 6-year-old Keaton.
Extract 5.
South side of LA 10 and Darlings Creek. Now they say they found the truck submerged.
This time, if you don't absolutely have to be on the road, We're asking that you stay off the road. If you're going to get on the road, you need to obey all of the signs that say that the road is closed because of water.
And we'll also keep...
Extract 6.
And an investigation continues into what sparked the massive fire at that Dubai high-rise hotel.
Extract 7.
Plus, crews prepare to raise the tail section of AirAsia Flight 8501 as officials hope the flight recorders will shed light on why the plane crashed. And despite a veto...
Extract 8.
New reports of gunmen firing at police in Paris as authorities search for two brothers suspected of the deadly terror attack. Plus, crews...
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.